السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. We are in the days which are very very close to the days of Hajj. And as is well known that these are also the days that are bringing us very very close to the day of Qurbani. Now the only Qurbani that we know of is the slaughtering of the animal. Indeed, that is a qurbani, as we have discussed extensively, that it is a reminder of the qurbani that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was asked to make. And that qurbani was the slaughtering of his son, and not the slaughtering of an animal. Allah Ta'ala, out of his mercy and kindness, saved Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was ransomed, and then a sheep was slaughtered. So that is the qurbani that we do, on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that for every hair of that animal, you get a blessing. And for every fiber of that wool, the person gets a blessing. And he laid much emphasis on it. He did the qurbani regularly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam even made the qurbani on behalf of his ummah. But that qurbani is once a year. That qurbani is once a year. How many times do we make that qurbani? It will come once a year. In the days of qurbani, we will make qurbani. It's not an everyday thing. It's not like every hour of every day that you make that qurbani. It's not every minute of every hour. So that knife is placed on that animal once a year. But there is another qurbani that we have to do, and that is the qurbani of the desires of our nafs. And that is every time, every day, every hour, wherever we are, there is a qurbani. So therefore this poetry of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Ahmad Barakatuhum, my Shaykh, is a reflection of that qurbani which we are asked to make all days of our life. Suno dastaan muztar zara dil pe haath rakh kar. Suno dastaan muztar ذرا دل پہ ہاتھ رکھ کر یہ لہو لہاں کا منظر میرا سر ہے زیر خنجر. سنو داستان مزدر ذرا دل پہ ہاتھ رکھ کر یہ لہو لہاں کا منظر میرا سر ہے زیر خنجر. میرے خون کا بحر احمر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر. میرے خون کا بحر احمر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر. سنو داستان مزدر ذرا دل پہ ہاتھ رکھ کر. The gist of which is and the meaning of which is, without going into an exact translation, that keep your hand on your chest and then listen to this episode or this story or this experiences in the life of the one who is relating, that what he went through, what kind of tests and trials the person had undergone. Hazrat is talking about himself, but it applies to everyone who is making this qurbani of the desires of the nafs. That means in the control of the gaze, in the control of the heart, in the control of the mind, there are sacrifices that have to be made. And there are experiences of the people. There is suno dasatane mustar, somebody that has really gone through a great amount of tests, trials, tribulations, hardships, difficulties. But the person was obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then what happens is, say, لَهُ لُهَا كَ مَنْزَر, Mera sar hai zere khanjar. He said, my neck is under the sword all the time. Like how the qurbani animal, you place this knife on its throat. So like that, see, the heads of the believers, the heads of the Muslim, the head of the one who is submitted himself to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's will, then it is as if it is under the sword all the time. All the time, because the qazas of the nafs are all the time surfacing in the heart of the person. And every time that it surfaces, he has to put the knife and slaughter it. Every time that the evil taqaza comes, then the person has to place the knife or place that sword on the neck and on the throat of those desires. Bazaars, marketplaces, airports, aeroplanes, schools, colleges, universities, which place the person is not tested. So every time there is a need now for this knife to slaughter that desire. So if a person is slaughtering animals all the time is just slaughtering and slaughtering and slaughtering, how much of blood will accumulate? How much of blood? So he said, my heart has become like that. The blood of the evil desires. Mere khun ka bahre ahmar, zara dekh na sambhal kar. My heart has become like the Red Sea. The Red Sea is not red, but this heart becomes like the Red Sea. That ocean still got different color, but this heart of mine has got really rednesses with the blood of the desires. That means in obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when a Muslim and a mu'min is sacrificing and is slicing the necks off of those desires, then the blood will flow. The heart will turn red. And when it turns red, then as you have heard so many times, that that's when the suns of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will rise. So outwardly the person will think that this person has got no enjoyment. His life is very boring and very dull. But in reality, the person is getting a kind of an enjoyment which only his soul knows. Because Allah Ta'ala gives halawat and sweetness of iman in that heart. So definitely there is a sacrifice. Definitely there is a pain that the person has to take. But on that pain, look at the gain. On that pain, look at the gain. What Allah Ta'ala gives. And when He gives from His treasures, then there is no limit. Suno daastaan mustar zara dil pe haath rakh kar ye lahu loha ka manzar mera sar hai zair khanjar mere khoon ka bahar ahmar zara dekhna sambhal kar zara dekhna sambhal kar. Alhamdulillah. Mere dil mein gham niha hai, meri chashm khun fasha hai, mere lab pe wo fugha hai, ke falak bhi nauha kha hai. He says, mere dil mein gham niha hai. There is a pain that is deep inside the heart. And my eyes, there is tears. He says, if only this story of mine has to be told, of the pain that I endured in bringing into my life this muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then even the skies, you will find they are weeping. If they have to listen to the story of mine. In other words, the person who is young, the person who is fit, the person who's got everything going for him, and our Hazrat, whoever saw him when he was in his 40s, 50s, 60s, he, when he was here also, although he was in his 70s, but look at the noor on his face and what he must have been in his youth. Such shine and such beauty. But from the time that he became of age, he says he grew up more or less in the laps of the great awliya, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was of a very high caliber. The Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh said at that time he was the highest in his opinion in the Naqshbandi Silsila. And thereafter 17 years in Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh's sohbat and company. Then Shah Abrar ul Haq Rahmatullah Alayh. Imagine what kind of floods there must be of the noor in the heart when you get three oceans like that. Three oceans and they are meeting. What kind of noor there must be. But he was a human being, he is a human being, he is not born some angel. He has the same desires that any human being has. He also eats, he drinks, he got married, he got children, he became a hakim, he became an adim, he became a sheikh kamil. So he also had to go through those same temptations in the early days, could be now or much later in his life, that there was a complete turnaround. Because when a person keeps on practicing and keeps on restraining himself, then it becomes easier and easier. But shaitan doesn't leave anybody. But to restrain himself, so much so that he's told us once that 75 years of age when he was, now he's 85. He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala ka fazal hai, ki jo kuch Allah Ta'ala ne mujhe diya, wo nigaah ki hifazat par diya. All other things he did, but he said, this nigaah ki hifazat. He said, I was in 75, but he said, Alhamdulillah, from the time I became of age up till now, koi nigaah meri ghalat nahi hoti. Accidental gaze is different, but ghalat nigaah. Purposely gazing again. So what kind of noor must have come into that heart? But to bring that noor, what kind of sacrifice the person has to make. Therefore he says, Meri bekasi ka manzar zara dekhna sambhal kar. When a shaheed, we look from the outside, the shaheed looks as if he's in a terrible, terrible condition. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if somebody had to look at his body from the outside, then what was the condition? The ears were cut, nose was cut, chest was sliced open, heart removed, liver removed. Ah, beloved uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So from the outside that was the manzar. But in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the eye of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was given the title Sayyidu Shuhada. So therefore we must not go by the outside condition. Outside condition can sometimes be that of poverty, sometimes of richness. Outside condition can sometimes be of tattered clothes and shacks and huts, and sometimes it can be of palaces. For the awliya-e siddiqeen, there is no hard and fast rule that it has to be a very poor person to become a waliullah. Person can be the richest person and can still be waliullah. So the outside condition sometimes can be very frightening, like that of a shaheed. Blood is flowing, hand is cut off, sometimes leg is cut off, sometimes the body is smashed like in the car accidents and other things. Sometimes you can't even find the head separated from the body. Sometimes the brains are out, now all those kind of things we see. But that person, the moment the soul leaves, is already enjoying the ni'mats of Jannat. There are ayat of the Quran Sharif, I'm not going in that direction. Why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so desirous of becoming a shaheed and a martyr? Why was he so desirous? So therefore we have to see the reality and the haqiqat, and that we can't see with our eyes. The person, how can he see with his eyes what stages Allah Ta'ala gave that person? So this person who is all the time sacrificing those evil desires, placing the knife on the throat of those evil desires all the time. So he is getting shahadat, we do not know how many times in a day. One is shahadat hukmi and one is shahadat manavi. So this person is getting shahadat, we do not know in how many times, as if he is becoming a shaheed. In 1 hour a person can become shaheed 60 times, 60 minutes, and sometime every second. There's great temptation. The person is walking in a place where there's a very pretty woman that is sitting across somewhere. Now that whole day goes like that, shahadat all the time, control of the peace. Every time the desire is coming, look up, look up, look up, and this person keeps his gaze low and carries on with his work, because he's unfortunately in such a situation. So what kind of shahadat he is getting? And the other person, like an ullu, keeps on looking. So what does he get? What does he get in his heart? Does he get any kind of noor coming in that heart? Ishq-e butaan ki manzile khatm hai sab gunah par. Ishq-e butaan ki manzile khatm hai sab gunah par. Jiski ho in ibtida ghalat, kaise sahi ho intiha. Hazrat says very beautifully, Ishq-e butaan ki manzile khatm hai sab gunah par. Jiski ghalat ho ibtida, kaise sahi ho intiha. All this ishq-e majazi and ishq of illicit kind. He says the end is in guna. It's all ending in guna. Because the person is desirous of something which is haram, which is prohibited, which is considered as zina. So he's already engaging in zina of the eyes. So he says if the beginning is already wrong, how can you expect the end to be right? The beginning is already wrong, the foundation is not right, so how do you expect any kind of good results at the end when the person throughout has done that which is wrong, incorrect, upside down? So, ishq-e buta ki manzile khatm hai sab gunah. Therefore, he says, meri bekasi ka manzar zara dekhna sambhal kar. And then for tonight we just take in one more couplet. Ye tadap tadap ke jeena, lahu arzu ka peena. Ye tadap tadap ke jeena, lahu arzu ka peena. Yehi mera jaam o meena, yehi mera toore seena. Ye tadap tadap ke jeena, lahu arzu ka peena. Yehi mera jaam o meena, yehi mera toore seena. Ye tadap tadap ke jeena, lahu arzu ka peena. Yehi mera toore seena, yehi mera jaam o meena. He said, I have given my life to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I have submitted my life. I have submitted myself to the will and the desire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So now in whatever condition he keeps me, it is the best of all conditions. Now if he is happy that this is how I must live, tadap tadap ke jeena. That means tests are coming, trials are coming, all kinds of tribulations. Different kinds of taqazas are coming into the heart. And this person, he flaps like how that animal when you're slaughtering and starts jumping. Or the fish that you pull out from the sea and starts flapping, wants to get back into the sea. So ye tadap tadap ke jeena, lahu arzu ka peena. To drink the blood of the evil desires. swallow the blood of the evil desires. Yehi mera jamo meena. That is what gives me the intoxication. The intoxication that people get from their drinks, from their wine tumblers and its contents, that kind of intoxication, which is of the haram kind, it brings great amount of problem in the person's life. They say, my intoxication. Is this drinking not that wine and not that alcohol, but drinking the blood of the evil desires? Yehi mera jamo meena, yehi mera ture seena. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went on to Tur, it was Kalimullah. So they said, for me that is the Ture Sina. If you want to become Kalimullah, if you want to be close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, metaphorically. So then this is what the person has to do. Ye tadap tadap ke jina, lahu arzu kafina. In other words, there will be the daaghe hasrat, the person in his heart, there will be hasrat. When he's seeing things happening, now he's a young person, so therefore he also becomes desirous. And especially if he was in that kind of a background, or he's coming from that background, he was in that kind of fast lane, and he gave up those sins. So now, unfortunately, in his life, he's already tasted sins. Even if he gives up sins, that taste and enjoyment that he had of those sins, it will still surface in the heart. So at that time, he does not go backwards and start enjoying the replay of those tapes in his mind and head. And at present also, because of those temptations, he does not fall for it. He accepts that sword on the neck. And in that he gets intoxication that my Allah is this moment so pleased with me that I am sacrificing this evil desire for his pleasure. He truly believes that his Allah is watching him and knowing fully well what he is going through and how his heart is being shattered to smithereens. Allah Ta'ala is watching. So it gives him such enjoyment and such pleasure in his heart. That is when the sweetness of Iman comes in there. That enjoyment that now he gets. That my Allah, in whose hands my life is so pleased this moment, that I am avoiding those temptations, irrespective of how strong they may be in my heart. So that pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which he senses, gives him that intoxication. And that is his Ture Sina. If there is one person who comes from some distance, and he comes in mashallah, good clothes, no dust, he didn't suffer any pain, no difficulty of any kind on the way, he came comfortably and he says, I traveled 500 kilometers to come and meet you. So you came for no other purpose, he said, no other purpose. Just in your love and muhabbat, I traveled this distance just to meet you. So he will say, mashallah, very nice. Just then you see another person coming and that person you find is bleeding. He suffered injuries. He doesn't seem to have shoes on his feet anymore. And his clothes are torn. And you can see some knife stab wounds on his back. Now he tells you that I traveled from a certain distance and I came. And on the way somebody beat me up, somebody hit me, somebody threw stones at me, somebody hijacked me, somebody dumped me somewhere and all that, but still, I said, whatever happens, I want to come and meet you. In your love, I took all that pain and suffering, but I came to meet you. Let us be sincere and said, for whom will we have the greatest amount of love? There are two people, they both claim that I love you. But this person who has taken the beating and the hiding, and he still didn't go back home, he said, no, whatever happens, I'm still going forward, and I will go and meet my beloved. So we will say that we really appreciate it. Truly you are a sincere friend, very loyal. Anything that I can do for you, I will do for you. You suffered all this pain and suffering. You suffered all these problems on the way. You were beaten, you were punished, you were tortured. Don't worry. This is my home. Go into the bathroom now. Have a shower. I'm going to buy you brand new clothes. I will replace your torn shoes now with a brand new shoe. And I will give you the best of food to eat and drink. And I will make sure that you are treated well. This pain and suffering of yours that you endured, these wounds that you have on your body, I will get you treated. And you spend as much time now here as that is what the person will do. If he's a rich person, he's got means, then he will do all that. And if he doesn't have the means to, he'll go out of his way. Ah, if that is what human beings will do, what about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? One banda just came. He said, I made some namaz, some zikr, some tilawat, and alhamdulillah. There were no temptations of any kind. I was all the time in the masjid. I was all the time in zikr and tilawat and ibadat. And another one comes, he says, I had to go in the bazaar, I had to go in the marketplace, I had to go in the aeroplane, I had to go to the airport, and I had to bring up the children, and I had to do this, and I had to do that, but oh Allah, wherever the wrong desires came, I put the knife on its throat, and I suffered all the pain, and I allowed myself to bleed, and I took the wounds on my body, and on my heart, and all the stabbings on the heart. I allowed my heart to be decorated with the wounds of resisting the temptations. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also will say, this servant of mine is indeed my true servant. Those are the people Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the angel to address. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainnah. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. They were the true ibad, they were the true servants. They were the people with nafs mutmainna. So now they are being addressed in such a beautiful way. Enter my Jannah. Enter amongst my sincere and devoted worshippers and followers. This is the meaning of it. Meet them also in Jannah. First go and meet them. All the ibad of mine, all the bandas of mine, who were sincere bandas, who took all the pain and suffering for my muhabbat. And then enjoy the ni'mat of Jannah. The greatness of the servants is more than the ni'mats of Jannah. That is when they will get it. Therefore he says, ye tadap tadap ke jeena, lahu arzu ka peena, yehi mera jaam o meena, yehi mera tu yaseena. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم يا مولا اے رب كريم ہم گنہگار ہیں سیاکار ہیں بدکار ہیں مجرم اور خطاکار ہیں سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر keep us my beloved Allah in the shade of your rahmat and your mercy. We are extremely weak. We cannot fight nafs and shaitan. With your power of jazb, pull us towards you, my Allah. We have tried our shoulders many a times, but we have failed. We are therefore turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar haari kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahata hoon main teri pana. Mujhsa khalq mein koi nahi, gobat kirdar na masiya. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya Rab, baksh de mere saare guna. My beloved Allah, bless us all with good health, prosperity, happiness, contentment, rizq halal in abundance. Protect us from all the fitnas, corruption, mischief. Bless us all with piety, with taqwa, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul in you. Hum sabko apna bana le hamara banja. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Sabse zyada gunegar, siyakar, khatakar, mujrim hum. Ey Rabbe Kareem, Ey Rabbe Kareem, Ey Rabbe Kareem. Fazal ka mamla farma, Raham ka mamla farma, Karam ka mamla farma. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Hum se razi ho ja, razi ho ja. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Bahar-e-ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara, dar tumhara chahiye. Bless us with the best of dunya. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has asked for us. Protect us and safeguard us from all the fitnas, mischief and corruption that he has asked for protection from. Make maqbool and mabrool the hajj of everyone who has gone for hajj. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwab rahim. Agarche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Dar par tera banda, baumide karam aaya. Bi rahmatika ya Rab.